Sonoma County Focus.
Good morning and welcome to Sonoma County Focus. My name is Michelle Marquis. On the line with me is Deborah Myers. She is an acupressurist and she's also the recipient of the President's Lifetime Achievement Award for decades of work helping kids and adults adopt healthy behaviors. Thanks so much for talking with me, Deborah.
Thank you for asking me.
This is amazing. So tell us, first of all, what is the President's Lifetime Achievement Award?
It's an award that's, you get nominated if you've been noticed of as being of service. Mm-hmm. And so it's an organization out of the White House that creates the space for making that happen.
Now, it looks like it's associated sort of with AmeriCorps. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Wow, this is so cool. This is something that I hadn't heard of. Had you heard about this before you received it?
No. In fact, well, like a few months beforehand, maybe, I was notified by email that I'd been nominated. It just amazed me, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
And I was all, oh, okay. Yeah. And then the middle of May, I was notified that I had received it, and I was going to be one of the recipients receiving it on June 22nd in New York City.
Oh my gosh! So, what was the process? You mentioned that you got an email saying that you had been nominated. So, what is the process of being nominated? Who nominated you?
I had originally been nominated by an organization called Top Talent Agency. And they had interviewed me to when we first started working together, and in the framework of all the answers I gave as to what I'd been doing in my professional life and who I'd been working with and offering service, they submitted a nomination.
Hmm. Wow, that's so cool. So, what was the presentation like? You went to New York City. Tell us all about it.
Oh, it was phenomenal. It was supposed to be, the gala event was supposed to be at a hotel, and then the producers of the event decided it wasn't up to their standards as to what they wanted to offer. So they reached out to people they knew in New York, and in a very short window of time managed to get this beautiful home in Hamilton Heights, I believe it is, an old mansion, and it was just glorious. It was the most beautiful space. I was there with other recipients, other members of different organizations, and they just created the space to acknowledge those of us who were nominated and awarded.
So what was it like? How did you feel when you got that award?
Oh, I'm still pinching myself, Michelle. You know, I still am, because it's like when I speak of being of service, it's not like I'm expecting anything in return. I don't think any of the recipients were in that space. It's just being there, offering. And I, as an acupressurist, I've been in private practice for over 30 years. And consistently, I work with clients with, you know, all ages, children and adults. And I've always created programs to bring a method of self-care, because I believe everybody can do self-care. They just need to be shown a way to make it easier, mm-hmm. and more available. And so I've always done that. And even way back when, my first career was as a probation officer working with kids. And I created programs, or, you know, group programs to work with the kids. And this is back in the 70s when that was kind of like unheard of. And I created a way for youth to be able to hang together in a way to support each other without being an atmosphere of trying hard to be bad, if you will. Mm. Mm. More like working at finding a different way of being and being heard, being listened to. So I've always created programs like that, no matter what I've done in my world. So I guess it just kind of culminated into all this, and I wasn't aware that it was being looked at.
So let's start talking about your career. You mentioned your early career as a probation officer. What kinds of things did you learn from that role? What did you take away?
I took away that what I wanted to do more than anything is help others find ways of being heard, listened to, seen, and in a healthy way. So when I was a probation officer, again, it was about creating a way for kids to be heard. I was working with, back then, we called them adjudicated delinquents. I mean, come on.
It's not a nice title, right? I mean, that wouldn't be a fun way to think about yourself, right?
Well, yeah, exactly. And I'm all, you know, I hate labels anyway. Mm-hmm. Even when currently in my practice of working in the health and wellness field, I don't like labels, because labels are just a description, and there's many, many things that are just moments in time.
Right.
So, for instance, back in the probation era, and then when I worked as a trained mediator in Boulder, Colorado, and I helped create this beautiful program that was all about getting kids off the street and back into their homes by creating conversation between the parents and the kids. Having, again, be seen and be heard on both sides.
Yeah.
Just giving the atmosphere of listening, of hearing, of being. And so even then, and that was in the 70s, 80s, I was always finding ways to recognize that labels, we spend too much time with labels. I mean, even if you think of the word, one of the words that you hear a lot about is anxiety, stress and anxiety. Well, with the work I do helps the body relieve symptoms of that, much less relieve the pattern of it. Mm-hmm. And, but Michelle, the thing is that anxiety is a label. And what I find is when a parent gets told that their kid has anxiety, what do? They go to Google, they put in anxiety, it comes out with anxiety disorder. I mean, nobody wants to be told that there is a label like that, mm-hmm. when it could be just a moment in time. And so I use the word anxiousness.
There, you're right, yeah.
To help the body recognize, help the whole being recognize that it's just about letting go. And so you asked the question about what did I take away with it? It was the recognition that each one of us in our own ways, no matter where we are in our world and what we're up to help ourselves recognize that in any moment in time, that's what it is, a moment in time.
Right. And it's not a, yeah, exactly, that we have the ability to change. I mean, when you learn meditation, you know that nothing is permanent. Like, we're always in a constant state of change. You know, you just have to take each moment as it is.
Exactly. Thank you. Perfectly said.
Yeah. So then you became a certified acupressurist in the 1990s. Did that bring you here to Sonoma County? When did you move to Sonoma County?
I moved here in 1989, mm-hmm. From Colorado. And I had started studying energy medicine back in the in college years. I was introduced to it. I took to it like duck to water, but it never entered my conscious thinking that I would do it for my livelihood. I mean, how could you do that, right? But I just loved the experience and the learning and the availability of how it could help you sink into your own body, mind, and spirit. Mm-hmm. And so I was always experiencing and learning. And it was actually the utilization of self-help acupressure that helped, I think, me find stability no matter what hat I was wearing in whatever profession I was in. I wore so many different hats through the years until I landed in this. And I landed in this when I was in a really bad car accident in 93. And I was rear-ended, totaled my car. I thought I was okay, and I was okay. And yet about a year into it, and I was doing lots of self-help, I was receiving lots of care, a lot of alternative care from my healthcare team, if you will. And then it got brought to my attention, Deborah, you're having too many flare-ups, too much tightness in the muscle, too much experience of discomfort, and it's affecting. So let's do another scan and see. Well, what was the recognition was that as I was healing, the light bulb came on, and it was all, you know this, just do it. Just do it. So I was an insurance and a securities broker at that point, or agent rather, and I was working as a rep for a pretty good sized company. It was success, but it wasn't me, I guess, because as soon as I told myself that, just I let my license go, gave all my business away, and went and got my certification as an acupressurist through the Acupressure Institute in Berkeley. And one of the modalities I'd been studying all along was Jin Shin Jitsu, which is an ancient form of Japanese acupressure. So I had been continuing to learn that, and I just, you know, I just stepped into it and said, okay, this is what I'm doing next. And it was actually it was so much fun from the get-go. Mm-hmm. So we're talking from 95 on. And one of the things, Michelle, that took place was, remember I said something about self-help acupressure. I recognized the benefits of it consistently. So I was always teaching my clients what to do for themselves on a daily basis. And it was my clients who said, will you just do a workshop? And so I created my first workshop back in like 97, 98. And then I created workplace wellness programs. And it was my clients who were teachers who had taken my workshops and then took what I taught them into the classroom. And they're the ones who came back to me and said, will you just create a real program?
Wow.
And I'm busily creating and all this. And then one of my clients who's a local and is an amazing artist heard what I was up to, and she said, let's do an animated video. So we created an animated video based on, I have this 9-step self-help acupressure flow that I wrote years ago for my clients. So they have something to do on a daily basis that creates a space of foundation, of stability, of being helping your body be prepared for whatever you're going to ask it to do, whether it's physical, mental, or emotional. Be prepared for whatever might come towards it. So I wrote that. It is called the Daily Clean Your House Flow. It recognizes the body you walk around in is your house. You clean it every day and you're ahead of the game. And so I in working with Jamie Spooner, who was the artist, she said, let's do an animated video. And so she drew the caricatures. I wrote the script to go along. You know, and she created animation, and I hired a professional voiceover, and the next thing I know, I have an animated video.
Oh, that's so fun.
And then my marketing folks says, now you got to write a book. And
right, so of course. Always the next thing, right?
With it for, yeah, for illustrating the, like, illustrative guides.
Huh.
So that has been on my website since, I don't know, 6 years, maybe 7 years. And then March 20, and I was busily helping, I was creating a program for schools, for after school programs, and that was like 2019, and I was going into after school programs to teach the kids self-help acupressure and teach them the daily clean your house flow. I was having so much fun, and it was the, and then March 2020 hit.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I was going to say this kind of practice. And can you just sort of in a nutshell explain, I'm talking right now with acupressurist Deborah Myers. She received the President's Lifetime Achievement Award for her decades of work helping kids and adults adopt healthy behaviors. Can you just sort of in a nutshell explain to listeners what it is to use acupressure? Like what is the science? What is it?
Well, you've all heard of acupuncture.
Yeah.
So acupressurists touch without the needle.
Got it. Okay.
And it's literally connecting the energy balance points within your body to get them all talking to each other. Mm. So your body is an energy body. It's made up of rivers of energy. In Eastern medicine, they're called meridians and channels. Along these pathways are multiple energy balance points. And they all need to be open and flowing so your whole body experiences the movement of energy, which then helps breath, which helps movement, agility, flexibility, which helps focus, clarity, productivity, vitality, boost your immune system. All those different spaces within you have the opportunity to collaborate with each other, if you will, have conversation with each other. So I give permission to talk to your body. Hmm. Have conversations with yourself. Because literally, you walk around with these things called hands 24/7. And you have fingertips. Make use of them. Pull your hands out of your pockets and let the fingertips do the walking. And literally just place your fingers on specific energy balance points. So then they start balancing, letting go of any blockages. Because anytime something impacts the system, whether it's daily living, stress, tension, habits, emotional upset, trauma, mental confusion, mind chatter, any of that, the impact and the consequences of the impact are allowed to sit on the system, continue to do so, the body will go into reaction. And energetically, those rivers are going to get blocked and start acting like they have beaver dams.
Hmm.
And as any beaver dam sits on any river, it changes the flow pattern, drops the level, changes the current, changes how well those rivers can do their jobs. So when you help the rivers find balance and harmony, all of a sudden, the body says, I've got the message. I know what I need to do. And then it starts talking to itself to help keep the movement happening. So what you're doing then, Michelle, is literally helping, not only in the moment, helping prepare your body for what you're going to ask it to do or prepare it for what might come at it, but you're going into a state of prevention and maintenance so that your body is ready for you. And that's why I love teaching kids. Because when we can start offering them early on a way to be a better partner with their bodies, what a phenomenal gift, yeah, in my opinion, to bring to them. And then what's really sweet is when they take that information home and teach their parents.
Right, exactly, right.
You know?
And then also just having the sort of the control, right, of your own body,
yep,
and understanding and listening to your own body, that has to be a really good lesson to learn at a young age, right?
Yes, and you are so right, Michelle. It is, yes, perfect. And when I do a school program, for instance, like I've done elementary schools and after school programs, and my program is a school assembly and then a workshop for parents and a workshop for teachers. And what's awesome about that is that everyone in that school community is getting the information at the same time.
Yeah.
Right? And what's really, and then they share it and they make use of it and they keep reminding each other. It's so sweet. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And when I do after school programs, oftentimes I'm in front of kids that's their only, opportunity to receive information like this. And so I love sharing it with them because then they open up to the possibility. So I've worked with one after school program and multiple times now, and I love it when I walk in and they remember, and I'm told by the staff that they love walking into a room and seeing the kids doing their energy work.
Hmm. That's cool.
Or I love talking to teachers who say that their students are making use of the information and even reminding their classmates what to do.
Yeah, yeah. And conflicts come up all the time. We can't avoid living in a world, you know, where we're going to have stresses and things happening to us, even as simple as something goes wrong on the playground or you're anticipating a pop-up quiz or whatever's happening in school.
Exactly.
To be able to say, all right, I know my body is reacting in a way where I feel anxious or I'm nervous or I'm upset. So let me listen to what's happening and then try to get myself back in balance.
Exactly. Exactly. And may I share with you and your listeners something that's really simple?
Yes, please.
All right. So the very first step of the daily clean your house flow is to give yourself a hug.
Aw, I like
that. And when you're doing that, placing your fingertips with light, light, gentle touch, and all this direction is in the animated video that's available on my website, and it's my gift to you. You just place your fingertips on your elbows or anywhere in your upper arms. There's no wrong because there's no right. You get to kick. Trying to do your work.
I'm doing it right now, Deborah. I'm giving myself a hug.
And when you do that with light, gentle touch, breathe into it and notice how much deeper your breath becomes.
Hmm.
You're connecting with your respiratory system, with the lungs and the diaphragm. And you're connecting with your body, creating more space for the exhale. And when that transpires, you have more room for the inhale. Hmm. That's just the first step of the daily flow.
Yeah.
The last step, and I want to bring this to your attention because you talked about emotions, stress, and there's worry and fear and frustration and anger and sadness. There's so much your body deals with that needs to get figured out. And wouldn't it be nice to be able to have access to a way to help your body move through the emotion?
Yeah.
Now, emotion is important. It's what helps us be human. But it's when the emotion gets really big and takes your breath away that it's all of a sudden it becomes uncontrollable sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So the last step of the daily clean your house flow is a step I call jumper cabling, where you simply cup each thumb and finger one at a time for a couple good breaths, light, gentle touch cupping. And when you do that, going from thumb to index finger, when you're ready to middle finger, so good breaths. When you do that, you're helping to balance all emotion.
Hmm.
In fact, it helps get rid of worry fast. When you hold your thumb, it helps it get a little worry. And then the index finger is help let go of the F, which is fear. Touch your middle finger, cup that. That's the A of fast. Helps let go of anger. Isn't it interesting, by the way, that's the finger that gets held up in anger?
That's so true.
Okay, just saying. Okay, just saying.
And then S
is sadness and grief. Again, all of these are important emotions because they give us the opportunity to experience the information from the feelings. If we don't get the information, we don't know what anything's about.
Right.
So when you cup your ring finger and just help let go of sadness, it creates room to bring in joy and happiness. And then the T is helping let go of the trying too hard, trying too much, trying to do it all, that place of efforting that becomes a description. When it becomes a description, it takes over. It's no longer a verb, it's how we be.
Hmm.
And so you do each hand, each thumb and finger. And you know what else it helps with? Is sleep. Sleep is one of those patterns of behavior that has been so majorly affected in this world we live in that has so much anxiousness and stress.
Yeah.
So much trying to, so much efforting, so much doing. The lists keep going longer and longer for everybody, right? And when we help our bodies discover that sleep is easily accessible, we revitalize, rejuvenate our systems.
Wow. You're dishing out some good stuff, Deborah. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
And
you can tell I'm passionate about what I do.
No, exactly. And that must be what was recognized by the people who nominated you for the President's Lifetime Achievement Award, because a lifetime of wanting to reach out to others to make sure that people have tools, people of all ages have tools to understand their own bodies, to listen, to heal themselves and have that power in their hands every day. I mean, I think that's really Gosh, that must feel so good to have that knowledge that you can pass on to others and that they can then pass on to students in their classrooms, to their fellow students, to you throughout their lives. Like, you're healing people for a long time. This is pretty cool.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You can tell I'm passionate about it, and that's why I keep finding ways to bring it to folks, whether it's workshops or workplace wellness or school programs. It just makes my heart sore.
Well, congratulations on getting this President's Lifetime Achievement Award, but it sounds like, Deborah, that you were already fulfilled before getting this. It was just another recognition for helping people. Helping people is important.
Thank you. And if any of your listeners have any questions, please, folks, reach out to me. Email is on there, and just let me know what your questions are.
All right, great.
I'm more than happy to do consults and everything else.
Okay. Well, we'll put your website on this station. We'll put your website on this station's website. So if you go to Sonoma County Focus, you will find that information there. Deborah, thank you so much for talking with me.
I thank you for this opportunity and for being able to share what I get passionate about.
Okay. That's great. That's very cool. Deborah Myers, a Sonoma County resident who just received in June the President's Lifetime Achievement Award. This is Sonoma County Focus.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Deciding who to vote for is important. There are people, organizations, and foreign adversaries trying to trip us up, manipulate our views, and redirect or even discourage our vote. Whether it's bogus claims designed to stop us from voting or convincing digital fakes trying to sway our opinions, we all need to double-check our facts. Watch out for phrases that frequently accompany political disinformation like "make this go viral" or conspiratorial statements like "the media won't cover this." It's your vote, not theirs. Use it wisely. Be informed, not misled.